don't know if I'm late. I'm sorry. My wife's out of town. I just was putting away my daughter to sleep. Said I have to go to yeshiva to give a musar shmuz. So she asked me innocently, what'd they do wrong? Listen, I want to share a maisa. Some of the chevri here might remember. Your sister at yeshiva. My father, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Lebracha, I took my father to an MRI when things didn't seem right, and he had to get a scan on his brain. So we went where he was a doctor not far away from here. He used to have a practice here in Montefiore Hospital. And one of the radiologists there took care of him and read his scans. And Baruch Hashem, the news came back that his tumor was benign. As we were driving back to Teaneck, I was a block away from my father's house. So my father got a phone call. And it was on speaker in the car. And it was the radiologist. And the radiologist called back and he said, I apologize, I made a mistake. The tumor is not benign. The tumor is malignant. What that means is that the tumor has the koyach to spread. I almost crashed the car. Hearing such news, wasn't able to stay in my chair. But I have a vivid image of my father sitting in the passenger seat. And what I remember is my father didn't flinch. He didn't budge. Rabbi Yisai, many of us right now, over the Shabbos, and from before already Shabbos, are feeling something that's connected to the Haggadah that doesn't usually get the Divrei Torah that it deserves. We all come to the Seder with a lot of pshatim on the Manishtana, a lot of pshatim on Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, on Vihisha Amda. But I think, I was thinking Friday night, I was coming back from a tish in my community, feeling very uneasy about everything that's existing in the world right now. And I opened up this Haggadah, and I turned to the words that stood out at me, Ve'es lachatzenu. There's a lachatz. Ve'es lachatzenu zuadchak. Shne'emar ve'gam ro'isi es halachatz asher mitzrayim lo'ichatzim o'isam. There's a matzav of doichak. There's a matzav of a tchak. What does that mean? What is tchak? What is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in a zman of tchak? So I'd like to share with you an idea that I thought perhaps relates to us, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in this year specifically, above and beyond every other year. You know, we're reading the Parshias right now of Tazria Mitzrayim. And there's a fascinating din when it comes to the din of Tzaras. Whereas, when it comes to the Yena Machl that I just spoke about, the worst thing that you could hear is for it to spread, and for it to Chas V'Shalom spread all over. Yet the halacha is, when it comes to the illness of Tzaras, if you call it an illness, the Torah tells us that when it's bekol gufo, it's a simen tara. So what's pshat? So the Maharal has his pshat. But I'd like to share a pshat that I saw on Shabbos. A pshat that I think is very mistaber. Pshat from Rav Druk. That I think speaks to each and every one of us. You You know, there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether or not to count in the Minyan HaMitzvahs a Sifri. That the Sifri says, imagine this. Imagine you're sitting with the military cabinet right now in Eretz Yisrael, and Yoav Gallant is sitting there strategizing how to move into Rafah, and this Sifri comes up. And what does the Sifri say? Sifri says you could only attack your enemy from three sides. But if you corner the enemy on all four sides, that's not allowed. So the Ramban says the Rambam forgot to count it in his Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam, the truth is, did not ignore the Sifri. He didn't count it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, but he brings it down in Hilchos Malachim, in the Dinei Melchama. So the Shaila is, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? What are they arguing about? So Meshech Chochma has his Hesber, as his Mahalach. He thinks that the Ramban counted in the Minyan HaMitzvahs because it's a Midah, it's a Mitzvah. It's a mile of Rachmonis that we should have on our enemy. But the Rambam didn't agree. And the Rambam didn't think that's the mitzvah. Perhaps the Rambam thought that there was a strategy here. Perhaps the Rambam thought that there was something fundamental over here. That even though intuitively we think to corner our enemy on all four sides would be the most strategic move, we're not supposed to do it. But not because of Midas Rachmanis, like the Ramban says. So what's the reason? So Meshech Chochma has his pshat. Listen to this pshat. The Pasuk in Kohelet says, Hashem mevakesh es hanirdaf. There's a metzias in the world that when a person is being chased, when a person is being a nirdaf, when a person has no other options, has nowhere else to turn, and he recognizes, Ein lanu ami lishon, Elo avinu sheba shamayim, Hashem is with him. Now that it's true when it comes to tzaras, there's no space on the body that it hasn't spread to. There's nowhere that this illness hasn't gotten to. There's no other Eitzes. There's no Moko. V'Hashem mevakesh es hanirdaf. There's nowhere else that this enemy could escape to. There's no options. He can't turn any other direction. V'Hashem mevakesh es hanirdaf. Merv Raboisai, that's what I think the Haggadah is telling us. In these parshiyos of tzaras, in this matzav that we're sitting at the edge of our seats, and Baruch Hashem we were zoiche to such a Yeshua, but feeling the pressure throughout Shabbos, and going and hearing the news, Baruch Hashem, and sighing a breath of relief, but what's going to be in the future? What's going to be with all the phone calls? How people are flying back? They don't know what's going to be. What's going to be the retaliation? We're sitting at the edge of our seats. This is something we can relate to. Klal Yisrael, we're feeling the doichak. Klal Yisrael, we're feeling that there's nowhere else to turn. Klal Yisrael, we're feeling that there's no muck. It's spread everywhere. We're cornered on four sides. As the Rambam says, that as a midah, as a strategy. The Rambam is saying, don't allow the Russia, the Marusha. The Medrash writes in Parshas Emor that Hashem mevakesh es hanirdaf is afilu tzadik achrei rasha. There's a metzias of a nirdaf. There's a reality that a person just turns to Hashem because he has no other eitzes. And that's what this pasuk means. Ve'es lachatzenu. Zu adcha k'mo shenemar v'gamra isi es halachatz. Asher mitzrayim loichatzim osam. That's the midah. That's the approach that we have to have to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim this year. We have to respond exactly the way Klal Yisrael did. Back in Mitzrayim. Ki'ilu hu yotzim Mitzrayim. With no graisa kavonis. With no incredible tfilis and yiratzins. What did they daven back then? What does the Haggadah say? How did they respond to their matzav of lachatz, to their doichak, to the pressure, to the reality that they were facing? They said one word. Vanitzak. They just screamed out. They didn't even have a sitter, the Sfas tells us. They didn't even know the Nusuch. They didn't even know how to speak. The Pasuk says, Vatal Shabbaseinu El Hashem Min HaAvoido. What does that mean, Vatal Shabbaseinu Min HaAvoido? What does it mean if tefillahs come from where? Not from a Nusuch Ashkenaz, not from a Chazan, not from a Baal Tefillah. It came from a Matzav, from a Doichak, from not knowing where else to turn. The Min HaAvoida, that's what ascended the tefillahs up to Shamayim, the situation that you faced. The Hashem Mevakesh is Anirdof. Not finding a Mokum at anywhere else where the Tzaras can go. That's already a Simin Tara. That's already a Simin Geula. Vanitzak El Hashem. Vatal Shavaseim Min HaAvoida. You know, when I was opening this part of the Haggadah, so I opened up this Haggadah of Yaakov Meir Schechter on Friday night. I saw he says an unbelievable maisa of a tzaddik from the camps in World War II. And he speaks about this tzaddik that was being beaten by a Nazi guard. And the Nazi guard grabs this tzaddik and he pulls him by the collar. And he says to him, do you understand right now that your life is in my hand and I have the ability to decide whether you live and you have a future or you die? And this tzaddik that's in the hands of the Nazi, that's being held by the collar of the Nazi, turned to the Nazi guard, min adoichak, without any energy. And he turned to the Nazi guard and he said, I understand that if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants me to die right now, he could grant you the ability to kill me. But if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't want me to die right now, then I'm not going to die. And the maisa was that there was a shift change right then and there. That this Nazi was alleviated of his duty and this Yid lived on to tell the story. Dr. Yaakov Meir Schechter, Veslach Atzenu Zua Doichak. As we go through Pesach, and we mention this Memra Nahagadah, something that doesn't always get the focus that we usually focus. Usually this is the part of the Haggadah that our wives turn to us and say, okay, the food's getting cold, put the Haggadah and Maggid in the second gear. Not this year. Maybe we should skip to this part. Veslach Atzenu Zua Doichak. Feeling the doichak, feeling the pressure, feeling ein lanu amili shoy, there's nowhere else to turn. And that's going to bring the Yeshua. He writes from the Baal Shem Tov that this is the avodah on Pesach. We start with this doichak at the beginning, and then we end in Shvi Yishol Pesach, we say the psukim that we recite every day. What do we recite every day? Omar, Oyev, Erdoif, Asig, Achalik. Person has to realize it's not Hamas. It's not Iran. Every single statement of our oyvim, of our Amar oyev, is for some reason said the Baal Shem Tov with an aleph. Erdoif, Asig, Achalik. It's the aleph, the alufa shel oylam, that's waiting for you. That's waiting for you to turn to him. That's waiting for you to scream with no grace of chedush, without a shtickle tire. Just, me'umka delib. I have nowhere else to turn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize the doichak that exists is for you triggering me to turn back to you. To just give a krechts. To turn to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To bring the Yeshua. Omar oyev erdoif asik. You know, my favorite part of the Seder, one of the ideas where I was talking with my mishpacha a few weeks ago, and I asked them what their favorite part of the Seder was. And it was a minig that I started once I made my own Seder. And it was based on a maisa. Some of you might know this maisa, but it's kedai to repeat. It's a maisa with the Oyv Yisrael, with the after of, that really relates to a lot of the Haggadah that we're discussing right now. And I'm going to explain to you why my kids said that's the highlight of the Haggadah based on this maisa. Because this is what I think about every year at this stage of the Haggadah. And this is what I think is relevant to each and every one of us. Specifically this year. At this year, at this juncture. At this doichak. You know, there was historically someone called a pirate. The pirates decided what money he wanted, how much he took from the Jews. And he went over to a certain yid and he said, this month you're going to pay me double. As I is, and there was no debate. There was no arguing. There's no way to compromise. The pirate said so, you have to do it. So this yid had no idea how he was going to come up with the money. It was enough of a struggle for him to come up with the money to pay his monthly rent. Now he's going to have to double. And the pirates said, if you don't have it by this and this date, I'm going to kill you. So the yid decided, there's a gadol a few towns away I'm going to visit. And I'm going to speak to the apter rav, the oiv Yisrael. And I'm going to find out his eitzah, what he has. And this was right before the Leila Seder. It was Erev Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. And he goes to visit the apter rav. And the gaboyim tell him, it's Erev Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. You cannot speak to the apter rav right now. You cannot speak to the oiv Yisrael. Maybe stay for Shabbos, and Motzeh Shabbos will try to get you in to speak to the oiv Yisrael. So he decides, okay, I have no other eitzes. Pikuach nefesh. I need an eitzah. I need to speak to the rav. And he's there for the Shabbos HaGadol, and the oiv Yisrael gets up and he speaks his Shabbos HaGadol drasha. And his Shabbos HaGadol drasha is the following. Some of us might have certain tchakim in our lives. Some of us might have certain pressures, ve'es lachatzenu, like Am Yisrael had back in those days. And the apter rav said, some of you might even have a paritz that's telling you that he's going to kill you if you don't have the money ready for him on this and this date. And he said, there's an eitzah for you. During Leil HaSeder, close your eyes and scream out to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Just like Klal Yisrael did in Parsha Shmos. Vanitzak et Hashem Elokeinu. And repeat that word, Vanitzak, Vanitzak, with no grace of Kavanos, with no Yehiratzins, just saying the word Vanitzak. And Emirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will respond to your tefillahs. And he will bring the Yeshua. This yid is sitting there Shabbos afternoon at the Shabbos HaGadol Drush, and he can't believe what he's hearing. And he quickly waits till Avdola and he runs out of town back to his house. His wife sees him run through the door and he says, Nu, what did the apter rav say? Did you meet with him? He says, I didn't meet with him. I didn't meet with him, but he met with me. He gave a whole shiur and he spoke specifically to me. And he said, and he explained to the children, that during Leil HaSeder, during the Haggadah, we have to scream out, Vanitzak, Vanitzak, Vanitzak. We have to think about our matzav, our situation. We have to scream to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he's waiting to bring the Geula. And that's the way the Geula will come. And kachav. The next night, Leil HaSeder, he tells the children, they get up to this part of the Haggadah, Vanitzak, the response to Ves Lachatzenu, Zeadchak, to this pressured moment. And they start davening for 15 minutes, screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about all the tzaras that they're facing because of this poritz. And right as they finish, immediately as they finish, the door of the house swings open. There's a man who's standing holding two barrels. He looks a little shicker. He walks in to the balabas, to this guy, and he says, there are two barrels of gold over here. I just killed my wife and I'm running and I'm fleeing the country. A shikr who just got into a fight with his wife and he killed her. And he's fleeing the country. And he realized as he gets to the exit, as he gets to customs, when he's going to leave, they're going to see him escaping with barrels. He's going to get arrested and he can't take this. So he saw a light on the way, on the road to this house, a certain family that's up late. It's Leil HaSeder. He swings open the door in his drunken way, and he says, listen, you keep one barrel, and I'll get one barrel. Just hold it for me. I'll be back in a few weeks from now. Hold it for me, and the barrel is yours. And this Yid can't believe what's going on. What's happening? The Yeshua has already come. But the Yeshua is not just there. This guy runs out of the house in a drunken way, and everyone's running, trying to find this guy, and he gets into the street, and he gets rolled over by a horse, and he's killed on the spot. And this person has double the barrels that he can keep for himself. Vanitzak. So that's the minig in my house. The minig is every year to scream Takarish Baruch Hu. Whatever you're going through, whatever the doichak that you're going through, which all of us have our situations that we're mispalel Takarish Baruch Hu. But this year, Rabbi Yisai, all of us have to have kavana, have to have a specific kavana on Achinu Bnei Yisrael, an Am Yisrael that is being persecuted, that is being attacked, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to save us and to send this tefillah up to Shamayim, to realize Achalek, Erdoif, Asig, the Aleph, the Rabbanu Shalom is waiting for your Vanitzak. Rabbi Yisai, if you don't believe it from the eye of your soul, that doesn't do it for you. So I'd like to share with you, and with this I close, a maisa from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim used to go to relax in a remote area near the forest at the end of his days, where other Rosh Yeshiva used to come and accompany him in small groups of select Talmidei Chachamim. The Chofetz Chaim's family was careful to protect his health and allowed only an exact minyan to daven together with him. During the summer, Shabbos would end very late. The Chofetz Chaim would say Divrei Musar, and the Talmidim would be allowed to enter to hear his holy words. The holy tzaddik would often speak about the Geula. On this particular evening, he said, Hine zeh oimed achar kosaleinu. Behold, he is standing behind our wall, Asher Ashirim. All of the simonim that the Chachamim listed in Ikvas of the Mashiach, Rabbi Yisai, over Ben Azmanim, I suggest you open up a Gemara Saita, a Gemara Sanhedrin, of what Chazal predicted to exist in Ikvas of the Mashiach. Everything is on the list, even more than the Chafetz Chaim could have been imagined. So the Chafetz Chaim, the last pruta, has been drained from our pockets and the troubles flow like a river. The sun has stood up against his father, or daughter-in-law against her mother. The wisdom of Torah has become loathsome to the generation, and the government has turned to heresy. He didn't even speak about inflation. Why hasn't the Mashiach come yet? And the Chofetz Chaim offered an answer. It says, as the days when you left the land of Mitzrayim, I shall show you wonders, Eren and Eflos. The final redemption will be similar to the Exodus from Mitzrayim. And what transpired there? Moshe Rabbeinu, their Redeemer, was born. The intensification of work and the hardships helped complete the total of 400 years of bondage. They were ready for Geula, but nothing happened. When did their salvation come? As the Pasuk says, the Bnei Yisrael groaned because of their work. Batal Shabbosei min ha'avoido, vanitzak, and they cried out. Their outcry because of the work went up to Hashem. Only then did Hashem appear to Moshe and say, I have indeed seen the affliction of my people in Mitzrayim, and I have heard its outcry. And now behold, the outcry of the Bnei Yisrael has come to me. The redemption came when they cried out. Our oppression is great. The time has come to redeem us. But he is waiting for our cries, Zokta Chofetz Chaim. But we aren't screaming to Hashem. How do we arouse Klal Yisrael to scream out to Hashem? Ask the Chofetz Chaim. If I travel to Vilna and speak to Reb Chaim Oizer Grudzinski and convince him that this is the case, we will together sign a declaration about the topic and motivate all Yidin to cry out to Hashem and to hasten the Geula. From that moment, the Chofetz Chaim remained silent and waited for Shabbos to be over. Right after Havdalah, he asked that they summon the wagon driver to take him to Vilna immediately. As is well known, the pathways through the forest were narrow and muddy, full of mounds and holes. It was very dangerous for the Chofetz Chaim at his age and his condition to travel through the forest at night. So they quickly called Rav Shimon Shkop, the Rosh Hashiva of Grodno, for him to try, and our Rosh Hashiva, for him to try and calm the emotions of the Chafetz Chaim and dissuade him from his plan. He came quickly and mentioned the Gemara that says in Baba Kama that one shouldn't set out to travel at night. But the Saba Kadisha answered, and according to this reason, if a house becomes engulfed in flames, Rachmano Litzlan, should its residents remain there until morning and not flee into the night? Klal Yisrael is suffering and pain. If it is possible to hasten its redemption, should we wait? He asked Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Shimon replied that no harm will be done if the trip waits a few hours. The Chafetz Chaim was upset. I hope this honor would support me. I hope that his honor would support me. I never thought he would try and hinder my plan. Again, the Chafetz Chaim asked, and they called the Baal HaGolah. They went to get him, but on the way instructed him to say, when the tzaddik told him to get to the wagon, he answered that it was dangerous to travel at this late hour on unclear paths. The axle is likely to break, and I am not willing to put my life in danger. Fine, said the Chafetz Chaim. We will wait until the morning. The Polish summer nights are very short, and the Chafetz Chaim waited anxiously for the morning. Unlike his minig, the Chafetz Chaim davened biyechidus at Alois HaShachar and sent a message to find out why the wagon driver hadn't arrived yet. The real reason was because those close to the Chafetz Chaim, concerned about his health, paid the wagon driver for the full trip to Vilna, provided that he doesn't show up. They returned with a message for the Chafetz Chaim that he is not willing to travel at such an early hour. He first has to feed the horses and prepare the wagon. And he prefers making a few short trips over the long journey to Vilna. The Chafetz Chaim sighed in disappointment. The Geula has been pushed off again. We squandered the moment. Wherever Rabbi Yisai, Chafetz Chaim was saying there's one left nekuda to bring the Geula, as we say in the Haggadah, Kol Yemei Chamecha Lehavi Yemoi Samashiach. We have the capacity. We have the ability. It's by responding to this tchak, understanding that Eilanu Amili Shoen, the only way is Vanitzak and Mikoyach this Matzv, Mikoyach the Avoida, Vatal Shavaseim El Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu Amritz Hashem, bring the Geula, Bimheira B'Yameinu. Amen.